have as we continue on here to baseball. And Beavers got two wins yesterday at home, one-run wins, and swept a doubleheader from Goodland Cowboys. Really good, fun, competitive doubleheader there. And got a couple of the starters here from the baseball team as they will host Ellis on Friday here at home. And we got Eloy Ruelas starting things off here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, I think I counted you played about three or four different positions last night.
Yeah, I played second a little bit in the second game, and then I started at short, and then I closed the game out and opened the second game at pitcher.
All right. So, yeah, just three. You're only three of the nine positions. So is catcher next for you?
I don't know about that.
All right. But talk about yesterday's doubleheader. That was, you know, it was a pretty fun one. Low-scoring one in the first one. Second one, you got out to the good lead. Kind of describe your day yesterday.
You know, it was a good day. It was very exciting to play. That first game, we go down two with late in the seventh, mm-hmm. top of the seventh. But all season, we've battled with that, competing, but being the away team, so not being have the last at-bat. And I knew we had it in us. We go into that mm-hmm. eighth, and we had all the confidence going into that eighth.
Absolutely. And it's kind of nice to be at home. It feels like it's been forever, right?
Yeah. These next until regionals, I believe.
Yeah.
Now we're at home, so that's nice.
Absolutely. But where do you think that you've gotten better at this year?
I think my positioning at shortstop mm-hmm. and then like just executing those plays. Last year, I started shortstop. That's kind of the second half of the season. So I was okay. a little new there at the varsity level, I guess. And then pitching-wise, mm-hmm. I think I've gotten a lot better with my control.
Yeah, you had a pretty good start. Yeah, I mean, you picked up from where you left off from the eighth inning and part of the seventh inning in game one, and started off pretty good in game two. What really worked for you early on?
I think just I was controlling the zone a little mm-hmm. bit, and then just letting my defense help me out. You know, I had like a seven-pitch inning, like two seven-pitch inning, and then I go on to a five-pitch inning. And then that fourth inning, you know, it wasn't as great, but mm-hmm. we got it done. Aaron comes in and gets that third out for me.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all that matters there. But hard to believe how fast the season's going here. And thank you, as always, here, Eloy, for stopping by here and keep up the good work here.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, Eloy Ruelas joining us here. And we're going to get Emilio Contreras up here next. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. First of all, I got to say congratulations. You got my name right yeah. this time.
Yeah, I was working on that all the way here.
So you were working on that all the way
yeah.
here.
I kept all reminding right. myself.
Well, you did good. Practice makes perfect. But yep. No, you've been the everyday first baseman this year for Scott City. And what's that been like for you this year?
It's a little nerve-wracking, you know, having the ball thrown to you almost every play. But, yeah. you know, just you got to stay calm and cool and collected all the time.
And even sometimes you get it hit to you as well over there. So you got to make the unassisted play, right?
Yep.
I think you probably had one of the easiest ones yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. Just only two steps over there?
Oh, yeah, just a little Sunday hop.
Yeah. Yep. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, just right to the glove.
Okay.
Something easy.
Yeah. How do you feel like you've been able to kind of improve as this season has gone on?
Well, I think I started the season, I wasn't batting too good, you know. Mm-hmm. I was a little nervous first year starting. And as the season got on, you know, I got more calm in the box and, you know, two-strike approach is better. But, yeah, batting.
All right. Good deal. And so it's going to be nice. You're going to be at home for the next four doubleheaders of the year. And that's got to be kind of nice not having to get out of school too early and get on a bus, huh?
Yeah, it's real nice, you know. You just home fans, everything. You know, home terrain. You practice on there every day.
And you always pretty much have the last at bat.
Yep. So it's when we're down, mm-hmm. it's just, you know, we got the ball in our hands, you know.
All right. Well, you've mainly played first base. Have you played any other positions yet, or?
No, just first base.
All right. Sounds good. You've had a good season so far, Emilio. Thanks again for dropping by here, and good luck to you throughout the rest of the season.
All right. Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, Emilio Contreras joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware as we bring in Coach David Dirks. Well, a good doubleheader sweep for you guys yesterday against Goodland, a team that's been pretty good. I know they've been struggling record-wise, but a couple of fun one-run games there. How did you describe yesterday's doubleheader?
Yeah, it was a pretty big day for us mm-hmm. to be able to, you know, get the lead. Even in game one, get the lead mm-hmm. And just kind of work through that. And, you know, unfortunately, we gave up that lead. But, you know, like you said, we were able to make a comeback there. And, that was pretty big, I think, for our season. It's something we can always kind of hang our hats on, something we've talked about being able to do, and to go out there and accomplish it. Mm-hmm. Is pretty big, you know, for our players and, you know, as the whole team as well. And, you know, we did it against a really great pitcher. And, you know, and both Brady and Cole threw really good games yesterday. And you know, we were really excited to be on top of that one.
Yeah. I mean, as a coach, it can be pretty nerve-wracking because it's a tight game. But, you know, as a fan of the sport, somebody that loves the sport, that's pretty fun to watch that.
Yeah. You know, it's good, clean baseball is always good to watch. And you know, we really did a great job on defense. We really limited the errors, and we made the plays where we needed to make them and kind of keep Goodland in the – when they did get on, keep him in those forced situations and, you know, kind of control the running game a little bit with that as well. So – and then, you know, offensively, we did just enough, and it came at the right time.
Mm-hmm. I go back a little bit to, you know, your pitching there, and we mentioned Brady, but Eloy coming in a big situation there in the seventh inning after, you know, Brady hit his max of pitches that he could throw in a day right at 105, and he closes out that seventh and then the eighth inning and then really just mows down the competition, very few pitches in the first three innings, and then Aaron probably had one of his better outings of the year in game two.
Yeah, they both did a great job. It's never easy coming in, you know, kind of unscheduled. You know, I think, you know, they're prepared to do that, you know, but you never really know when it's going to be, you know, when I'm walking out there and saying you're next, you know. So Eloy did a great job coming in and, you know, and keeping the game where we needed to keep it. And, you know, Aaron – and then Eloy starting off game two. I mean, like he said, he had a couple really quick – efficient innings, and you know, those that efficiency allows us to continue on the rest of the week as well with our game Friday. That gives us a really good opportunity for, you know, the both of them. You know, plus Spencer pitched in game two as well. To have all those guys available for Friday really gives us you know, some options to set up our pitching for the other doubleheader. So, you know, sometimes, you know, those wins come on, you know, the day that we are playing, and hopefully that provides wins later in the week as well.
How much of a confidence builder is, or maybe potential momentum changer for this season, is it for you guys, or after a sweep of Goodland?
I think it's big. I don't think our confidence was lacking before it. Like I said, it's, you know, just going out and getting the job done. We've been close with a couple other league games where, you know, we had won game one, you know, and needed to win that second game, and we were unable to. And so just being able to go start to finish, from the first inning to the, you know, 14th or 17th, however many we're going to play, and be, you know, victorious in both those. And, is always pretty big, to get that accomplished and, you know, and it especially early in the week as well. You know, you'll take them anytime you can get them, but when we can start a week like that, and, you know, and then put together two really good practices, really puts us in a good spot for Friday.
Well, and, you know, you think about it, and all three of your extra inning games this year, I think all but maybe one of the innings at Cimarron, you scored at least one run. That's big.
Yeah. You know, that's what we've been saying. You know, if you know, we scored when we had to, in extra innings or even in the top of the seventh when we were the road teams. But yeah, with just that one inning, when we played 10 in Cimarron, we scored in the seventh, we scored in the ninth, and we scored in the 10th. And, you know, if we'd been home, you know, for that, you know, maybe we got three wins that day. Yeah. So, you know, we just got to close those games out. You know, and you know, if we can get a lead and hold them, we'll be in that same situation. Mm-hmm. But just knowing that we can do it, and we've always got that opportunity no matter what the situation is, that we can come back and we can get a win when we got that last at bat. And, you know, that's part of it too, is seeding, you know, for regionals, you know, trying to move up the line so that we can, the first round of regionals, we can play as the home team, even though if we're not on our own field, but we have that last at bat. So that's kind of, you know, a goal down the line as we play the rest of our regular season games.
All right. Once again, it is Coach David Dirks joining us here. It's Ellis at home on Friday as they'll continue their home stand here to close out the regular season and opportunity there to try to pick up a couple of more wins here. Coach, once again, thank you for the time here and talk to you next week.
All right. Yep. Thank you.